RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to another edition of Song 2. I'm Stephen Stepslow and I had the pleasure of speaking to Lauri of The Rasmus recently about their brand new album, about what the future holds, and that interview is available on RTL Play. Now, bearing in mind that In the Shadows from The Rasmus appeared on an episode of Song 2, I waited with great interest to see what Lauri had to say. This then is Lauri from The Rasmus and his take on the Song 2 theory.
Hi, this is Lauri from The Rasmus. You're listening to Today Radio. I've been living in this haunted house, sleeping in a dungeon state and bloody.
This bed is like a life raft in the dark. I hold on like Lauri, basically the podcast element is I run a podcast called Song 2 and we talk a little bit about track listing, but the main theme is that the second song on the album is the best or most important. So we ask musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree, to tell us why, and to speak a little bit about track listing. So, Lauri from The Rasmus, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
That's a good point. I actually never thought about that, but in many cases, that is the truth. I think also on our album, it's one of my favorite songs, Break These Chains. I think, you know, like as an opener track, you just want to sort of like, you know, like in a live concert, you have to warm them up for the big show, you know. So it's kind of, as an opener, it can be something else, sort of introduce you to the band, to your world, invite them in, and then boom.
And as a collective, Lauri, do you track list yourself, or does it go to the band, or do the producers have a say? Is there a lot of arguments happening about which track goes where?
Well, sometimes, but this time around when we put this new thing together, I think we did it so that everybody could make a list, and then we compared. We were surprisingly close, thinking the same listing, and I remember that moment we were like laughing, like, no way, this can't be that easy. Like, I think it was one or two songs that were like, you know, in different positions, but it was really like easy. So I think also because we've done now, this is the 11th album,
yeah.
So we kind of know how a Rasmus album should, you know, go. So I think maybe that's the reason we were able to do it fast.
The last question for this part, and it's a broad question. Do you think the art of the album is dying with the way that the newer generations are consuming music?
Well, I think the LP and vinyl is coming. I mean, vinyl is coming back. So that's a good sign, like people appreciate the artwork. You know, on the streaming side, it's always kind of, you know, secondary, and you're just like sometimes like, okay, how does this album artwork look in that small scale, like in the small, like you have to start thinking like how to stand out, you know, from the rest if you're size of a fingernail or something. It's kind of ridiculous because, like, you know, but then again, fans, they will find everything and they want to have a huge A1 poster, and then you can do that, you know, and merchandise, t-shirts, whatnot, you know, screensavers. So, no, I'm not so worried about that. Oh, yeah.